Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is Reverend Stan. We're going to be talking about the last, or not the last, but the temptation of Christ. This here is the Easter season, and I'm just cutting, you know, some things out of the Bible that's leading to the Easter moment. And the temptation of Christ is what we're going to talk about today. And that's when, after Jesus got baptized, he wandered into the wilderness for 30 days and so on. He was out there for quite a while, and we're going to get into that today. It was 40 days and 40 nights is how long he was out there. Well, it says it biblically there. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about the temptation that's within you every day. Really, the Easter story is about the spiritual awakening within a human being, too. look at it as that, as what you're going to be going through when you're being spiritually open, and Christ is showing the God's child that's within you and revealing you back to yourself when He's cleansing you and pulling the darkness out of you and revealing things to you and you know, showing you things that is not good that you're doing, that you're actually, you know, doing to other folks, that you're, you know, things that's not right, He's revealing to you and trying to help you cleanse that out with His grace and His glory and His blood that He gave you to help open that door for you where you could be reborn and be a reflection of Him. Because, like they say, when you die to Christ or die with Christ, you're reborn in the Spirit. You're reborn into the child of God. So when you accept Christ into your heart, He kills the old you and opens the new you. So what you give away, you actually gain more than what you gave. So you gave your sins, your crap that you was born with, all the bad information that was given to you, the hatred that was taught to you. You give all that up. Who don't want to give that up? I want to give that up, you know? And then you're reborn with the renewal of Christ, knowing that you're a divine child of God, knowing how to, you know, having that open within you, open your heart to Christ, where He could shine that light. And while I'm talking about that today, earlier this morning, I'll try to have the Holy Spirit to tell me something with inside of me. See, when you've done a lot of spiritual work through your life, I've done a lot of healing work, I've did a lot of things that opens up all my channels to the divine, a little bit higher than others. Anybody could do this, but it depends on how much work are you prepared to do on your spiritual self where you can be an open channel for God. And if you're an open channel to God or open channel and it don't sound like God, don't listen to it. If it's fearful, hateful, don't listen to it. But if you know the biblical scriptures and you know God's voice, you know what it is, and it seems like and it sounds like something that's coming from Him and it's all about love and prospering people, most likely it's the Holy Spirit trying to speak to you. And this here's what the Holy Spirit, you know, spoke to me this morning. And it says, "You are the way of eternal life, for it is in you. Never look anywhere else. Don't be looking for thousands of books and this and that. You need to look within inside yourself. For I will show you the way." This is the Holy Spirit and Christ speaking. For I will show you the way of eternal life. The light is shining the way now. Look, and you shall see. So when Christ is working in your life, the Holy Spirit's working in your life, He's shining. He's got a great big old flashlight, and He's shining the way. He's looking inside of you and showing you to your true self. So the whole journey is in you. It's not outside and how many people you can feed and how many things you can do. You can never do enough. You can never do enough to reach Christ within you. It helps you feel good about yourself, yes. And helping people is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But to be happy, to get away from the darkness that you see, you've got to do inside work. It's an inside job, because all these walls you built around yourself, all these walls you built around yourself is blocking the divine child of God that's within you. The Holy Spirit, Christ, comes within you, breaks that open that man can never see before, and shows you that spark of Christ that's within you, the spark of God. But I told this story before. About a couple of years ago, I went to this seminar or this weekend retreat we had at the mountains, and I was going into a prayer room the lady had, and there's a ritual or something where you sit there and divine reveals Himself to you, Christ reveals Himself to you. And I was sitting there, and I had a humongous picture of Christ up there, and I thought, man, this dude's going to start breakdancing and showing Himself to me, and all this and that, and he's going to blink, and You know, you saw the movies and you think something like that's going to happen. But the whole time, it's just a voice inside that said, you're looking out. I'm within you. I'm already in you. I'm in you, Christ is hollering, I'm in you. Look in here, I'm here. Don't look on the outside, but look inside you. That's where he is. Now, don't get me wrong. You've got to accept Christ. Don't get me wrong here. It's not already, I mean, there's parts of that in you, but you've got to have the key to turn that on. You've got to have the key to turn that on. And so just tell me it's already there. I just said that, but it's there, but you've got to have the Holy Spirit to turn that on. You've got to be shown that. And Jesus is the dude with the flashlight. It's going to reveal everything to you within you to show you what you are, who you are, and ways to open that up. You got to know the ways to open that up. The Holy Spirit shows you ways to open that up. Without him, you'll be lost. It's like, I'll say, like you have a kindergarten class and without a teacher. What would happen? Everybody would go crazy. All the kids would go crazy. The pictures on the walls would be pulled off. There would be jelly beans all over the floor, and the kids would be going crazy. It would be like a bunch of monkeys in a cage. Okay, that's how you would be without the Holy Spirit guiding you. So there before, so many people was trying to find a spiritual way, but they was like a monkey in a cage, had no idea. Christ came, revealed the Holy Spirit, boom. You'll find your true self now. So he is the way, he is the light that shows you to your true divine childhood self. His blood heals all that stuff. His grace shines the way to yourself, to your true self, for you to see that. So I just want to speak out a little bit of what the Holy Spirit revealed to me this morning. And we're going to go straight into the Daily Word. I keep just turn to Mark. Okay, I don't know what. We'll jump to Mark, too. But let's see if we got enough time for all this. Well, I'm going to go straight in. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read this Daily Word. Daily Word is, I am in flow with the divine order. Nature reminds me that there is a season for everything. Bright red, yellow, apples begin to compact buds and potential unfolding into the beautiful springtime blossom, mature into lustrous nutrients fruit ready for harvest. Each stage of this apple's development was ordinary and essential for fulfillment. Order is also active in my life. I am inspired with ideas, following ordinary path towards fruitfulness. So a lot of times we've got ordinary things in our life, but it's leading us to a humongous present that God has for us. I get my ideas and time and development, nourishment in day with thoughts and consideration, and then take constructive action. I seek God's guidance and alignment with my efforts and divine order of the creative process. I experience divinely ordained flow as I grow in spiritual understandings. The daily word today is, I am in flow with divine order. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And that's Ephesians 3:1. I'm going to go right into the temptations of Christ and read that for you. Okay. It starts, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 4 days and 3 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him to stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up on their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to every high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world that there was splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Serve him only. Then the devil left him. The angels came and attended him. So at that time, how many times have we all been actually tempted by our ego, by the devil, by all of that, all these things that's created to push us along, to push us along on our spiritual path? We've got things mentally that has been programmed to tempt us all the time. We've got a whole type of things out here to tempt us. Like if we go to the store, we know we're on a diet, and we go through the fast food aisle, we're wanting to grab that food. Get that. It only takes one chip. You only need one chip. Or you go out eating with your friends, and they're eating all this good and juicy and sugary stuff, and we know we're not supposed to eat that, but we decide to eat it anyway. Because it only takes one bite before you know it, you've already eaten all this fast food stuff. You know better than that. Or you went out, say if you're married, and you went out, and you're by yourself with your friends, and this pretty girl comes up, and something says, won't you just say hey to her? Just be nice. And before you know it, one thing leads to another, and before you know it, you did something wrong. It's that's temptation. It could be the same thing with a woman. It could be the same thing with anything. It could be, you know, like with a child, you know, playing on the playground, and a little friend's like, hey, won't you throw this rock at the bird, or you throw it at him, it's funny. And before you know it, the little kid throwed it and hurt somebody. And they was tempted in that way. Best thing to do is say no. That's the convictions of the Word of God. It comes in your heart, and when them convictions comes up, or the devil or the ego comes up and says, won't you do this? Hey, you know all of this, you know, that the commandments of God comes up and says, no, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not hurt your neighbor, you know, all this stuff. Honor thy neighbor and all that stuff. And it is, thou shalt not steal. You know, all this stuff comes up in your mind when this ego tries to press this. Now, if you don't have that commandment, them commandments instilled in you, you might run into this stuff. You might do this stuff. And before you know it, you got chaos in your life. Chaos. And that's one thing where the Word helps you. It helps you to know what's right, know what's wrong. If you don't have that, how do you know? And your life is just going in an uproar all the time. Things have come around. You're making the wrong choices. You're making the wrong choices. Before you know it, you're in chaos. So that's where the Word of God helps you. But Jesus knew the Word of God. He knew the scriptures that he had at that time, which was the Jewish scriptures. The New Testament wasn't created, and it wasn't really a Bible they had at that time. It was just scrolls of different writings of what they had. But he knew the scrolls. He knew the sayings of Moses and all of these. He knew all this. He was raised this from a kid. And plus he had the Holy Spirit. It already knew everything. So he could just tap into the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was already there, and it just started speaking through him. And before you know it, you know, he already had the whole thing just opened up there. And like I said, when he got baptized, the Holy Spirit came in, took over the vessel. And when he took over the vessel, that's when his whole ministry started. Jesus the man was a little bit there. He was there a little bit, but basically the Holy Spirit took over the vessel. And the devil was just trying to see how much of Jesus the man was still there, because he's going to really mess with him. He's going to really take him down the road a little bit. But the Holy Spirit was like, hold on here. You know, the man's here. You can't mess with the man. So, you know, give it up. The man's here. So you just get on out of the way, devil. You don't mess with me. I created you. I made you, and you get back. I only created you for one reason. That's to tempt my children and show them, to let them reveal their true selves. And a lot of people don't believe that. You know, demonic things was created. God created everything. And a lot of things, and there was a purpose for everything. A lot of people said, oh, there wasn't a purpose. Something bad went wrong. And, oh, Lordy, you got to remember, God don't make mistakes. God don't make mistakes. There's only things there for a purpose. And when the purpose is over, it's done with. So when that purpose of that of that thing or whatever it is, they put a name on it, Satan, devil, whatever, is over with. Its time is gone, and it'll be recycled or got away with. That's just the way it happens. But anyway, we all are tempted by that. We're tempted by what's in us. And the key to us, how it gets inside of us, the key, it's like the Holy Spirit puts the Word of God in us, the Word of love. All that is the keys to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes within us, and Jesus has a connection. Divine has a full connection with us. Okay? The ego, the demonic stuff, the evil things, it don't use the Holy Spirit. It uses lies. It uses hatred. When you have hatred, that's its spirit is putting in you. So when it has the lies and deceitfulness in your mind, it will connect to that. It's like the cell phone for the devil. It'll connect to that to start controlling you. So as long as it has grips in you with lies and deceitfulness in you, it will guide you around like a little puppet. But when you cut those strings on the lies and the deceitfulness that's in you, it has no connection to you anymore. So you already know all its tricks. You know it's not true. You know the things that's in your mind is not true. It's just stuff that you've picked up, and it can't connect to that to control you anymore. So if you've lied or did something bad, it's like, well, how can I use this against you? Okay, I know how to do that. And it starts controlling you. But if you forgive, you let that go, ask God to cut that loose. You didn't know what you're doing. Please forgive me. He cuts that loose with his blood and with his power, and you're free. You're free. And you're like, you know, Christ saved me for that. It doesn't bother me no more. I'm forgiven. And then when that comes up, you're like, there's no connection to that to me anymore because it's already been washed away. I know not to do that. I ain't going to play them same tricks no more. And learn what's real in your mind. What's real in your mind, what's not. Because the ego, the stuff that the brain has collected over the years, will pop up. It's only a thought, and you can have outside forces mess with your mind, too. You got to know what you are and what you ain't, okay? So, like if you have a situation, all of a sudden you have a thing popped in your mind like, well, that guy ain't cool, he's mean, and this and that, and you're judging him by things that you've been taught from before. Say, that's not me. I only reflect love. If it's not love, it's not me. So if that comes up and you know it's not you, say, get thee behind me. You're not part of me. You're just a brain fart or whatever you want to call it. You're not a part of me. And every time you conduct that way, you conduct your mind and you start cutting out the things that you see that's not you, sooner or later it will stop. Your mind will be still. So when somebody convicts you or says something, you won't think nothing. You'll just walk right past them and smile at them and say, hey, bro, I love you, man. Give me a handshake. How you doing? And you won't have no connection there. You won't be no bad feelings or nothing. But you got to learn to go through the mind and cut out what ain't you. So if you're having demonic thoughts, that's not you. That's something else coming in. Cut it out. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Cut it out. Okay? Now, if you have a thought that you've been, if you've been a bad person or something, see what you are. Say, I've been this. Own that and give it to God. I want to change this. I am this. Change this. God takes it and hands you back a new you. But anything that you have done that you've actually took action, now all these thoughts, if you take action, you put it into action, and that is you. If you take that and put it into form, but what you think ain't you until you take action and do it. See, that's the secret. Whatever you're thinking is not always you until you take action and do it. So if you're thinking, hey, I'm a bad person, and you go to do something bad, that's you then. But if you're just thinking that, that's not you until you actually do it. Okay? So what is not you, dispose of it. Make like a little, you know, on a computer, you got like a little trash bin. Make a little trash bin, think of a trash bin, just dump it in the trash bin. That's not me. Click. That's not me. Delete. And keep on doing that until you have a clear mind. And after a while, these things pop up. Your mind will be designed to throw it in the trash bin if it's not right. Okay? So just, you can use anything you can play around with to sift through your mind what's you and what's not you. If it's not love and purity, that's not you, because you're part of God. You accepted Christ, that's not you. If it's Holy Scriptures, it's spiritual stuff like that, the Holy Spirit speaking to you, that is you. That's you and the Holy Spirit. But if it's something deceitful, lies, lust, all that, point you, that's not you. Go in the trash bin. And just little ideas to help you sort through your mind. But Christ was dealing with that. He was being deceived. He was being told lies. And since he's the Son of God, do this, do that. He can jump, you know, jump off of cliffs, and angels will lift him up, and this and that. And he knew the Scriptures. He knew he wasn't supposed to do that. And the devil's wanting him to bow down to him where he can have more. And how can he have more than he's already part of the Most High that owns everything, even owns him, even created him. So what could he give him? There was nothing to give him. He already had everything. He didn't need anything. He didn't need money. He didn't need anything. He owned everything. His spirit was in everything. So, you know, how can he, you know, need anything? And he knew it was just lies that the enemy was trying to use. And that's the lies that he's going to use on you. He's going to use that on you every day. And if you're a spiritual person, you know, a Bible-walking person, he's going to use a lot of them on you. And a lot of folks say, well, if you're a Christian person, you should have a very easy life. No. No, trust me. He's going to keep on trying the new one and the next one and the new one and the next lie, the new lie. And you got to know how to defend yourself, you know what's true and what's not. If you're a Christian, you're a very spiritual person, and you don't have ego attacks, number one, you're an enlightened being. You have beat the ego, and it's over with. Or number two, you're not walking spiritual path, and the darkness don't think that you're a problem. He already has you under control, so he don't have to worry about you anymore. So, you know, if you're not a problem, he ain't going to bother with you. But if you are a problem, he's scared that he's going to lose grasp of you. He's going to fight and throw rights, lefts, all kind of things at you. That's just the way it works. I mean, if you're going to lose control of your kid, right, what are you going to do? Or I ain't going to say kid. I'm going to say you could use it as that. But if you're going to lose control of something, you will do anything to regain it until you just give up, whatever it may be. That's what he will do, or what the ego will do, the mind, however you want to put it. That's what it will do to regain its power. And when he cuts power off, it gives up. Cut it. You don't have that much problem anymore. But it's always an in-full fight. It's a fight within you. All these games goes on within you. It's never a thing on the outward. It's always an inward. Once you can conquer yourself, you conquer yourself, nobody else really matters anymore. I want to say to everybody, just always work on yourself. Let the Holy Spirit guide you, reveal the truth to you, read your Bible, know the Word, love Jesus, get a great connection with Him. He'll lead you right. Love Him. Let Him reveal His love to you. And you shouldn't have a problem. You shouldn't have a problem. But I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer for all of us. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon us this day. Bless us, reveal your life and your truth to us. I ask you to heal all the folks out there that needs healing. Reveal yourself to each and every one that's listening to this broadcast. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna be talking about the Bible and stuff. And I think it's the healing. It's Jesus healing the sick is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So God bless every one of y'all, and I look forward to be teaching y'all tomorrow. See you all tomorrow. Goodbye.